Sorry.
Is of course the Saw Doctors and Chips. And speaking of the Saw Doctors, we've got Leo on the line right now. Leo, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm great. I'm walking around Galway City here on a beautiful springy day.
Oh, beautiful.
Just a lovely sense of the new life and the,
yes,
the trees starting to bud and all that kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Now, thank you very, very much for giving up your time to do this today. You guys are actually on tour at the moment, and I know that you're appearing in Edinburgh in a couple of weeks' time. What's the lineup going to be for that? Have you thought of everything that you're going to play? Is it going to be old?
No, we haven't. We never do, actually. We just go on stage. We have a general list of all the stuff we're able to play, and kind of pick it out from there then as we feel it's appropriate at the time, because it's lovely just to get into a room with people and be there and be live and have all the mistakes and have all the fun with the audience and the heckling and
yes,
all that kind of crack. And I mean, that to me is what it's all about.
It sounds it.
You know, and then people leave their homes. They buy tickets, they leave their homes. Some of them get babysitters, get taxis, they might go out for a meal. And they're investing an awful lot of time and effort in being with us in that room for a couple of hours. So we have to make sure that when they're going out the door, that hopefully that they feel it was a worthwhile experience.
Absolutely.
So whatever it takes is what we'll do.
Absolutely. I mean, have you got a favourite number from when you're performing anywhere at all?
Not really, no. Every night is different and every experience is different, and sometimes songs are received differently and whatever. We have one new song called The Credit Union, and nobody's ever heard it before, but it works every night. People love it because it's just a simple thing again, and the simple songs are what we love. It's why we're why we learned how to play the guitar, basically.
I love it. I mean, how did you guys actually form as a group? What was the story behind that?
Well, we were lucky. We grew up in a small town in the west of Ireland where there's a really good creative streak, and people, I was surrounded by people when I was growing up who wanted to write their own songs, who didn't want to do the cover versions and go into bands like that. So it was a natural enough progression for me to want to learn the guitar and write some songs, because the punk thing was also another big influence on our formation. It was such an inspiration that you could buy a guitar and make up your songs about whatever you wanted. You didn't have to go to music school and all that kind of crap, you know.
No.
I mean, all that was inspirational for us. And that's, as I said, I just happened to be lucky to grow up around great songwriters like Paul Kniff and Davy Carton and Porrick Stevens. And these people were all just around me and writing great songs, so that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, it sounds nice. And you guys have been going for such a long time. I mean, it must be marvellous to think that folks really, really like you to enable you guys to do tours that you're doing, surely.
Oh yeah, we've been very lucky. We've been going to Scotland since 1989, would you believe, when we went and supported the Waterboys up there and on a tour. And that was a huge experience, and we just felt so at home and so welcome there from then on and all over the years. And it's been a pleasure. I probably would never have been in Scotland in all the places that I have been. I wouldn't have been, only for the music, the songs, and our fans have made all that possible for us to see all these gorgeous places. And we're just really looking forward to going up there again.
Good. Well, you're welcome anytime. And where are you heading after your tour of Scotland? Are you heading anywhere?
We're going to the States then for 5 weeks. From April into May.
Nice.
And, you know, our show now, myself and Auntie, it's not like the Saw Doctors, big, loud rock and roll pop music show. It's like a folk show. And we tell a load of stories, and we do some of the familiar songs in a quieter, intimate fashion, and we do some songs that have been hanging around that weren't off the normal staple set list of the Saw Doctors. And we also do a few of Anthony's songs. We chant anything, you know. As I said, it's all about being in the room for the 2 hours, see what happens. Hopefully we'll share a few laughs and a few all kinds of, and any kinds of emotions we can find.
Yes, it sounds really, really good. These tours, though, you must be knackered after it. I mean, particularly if you're on tour and going, I mean, I know comedians and stuff that have gone on tour for about 40 days. I mean, how long does a typical tour last for you guys, like this one?
Well, our normal tour would be, a long one would be 5 or 6 weeks. Our normal tours over the years were 3 or 4 weeks. But I've never been on a tour that's been too long for me. I just love touring, and I love the next day, and I love going to the next town and meeting the new people and doing the new gig. It's just such a stimulating way to live. It's obviously not for everyone. I know people who would hate that, but for me and for a lot of people I know, it's just a beautiful lifestyle and very enjoyable and never boring. So that's the great thing about it.
It sounds it. Ben, you've got a question you'd like to ask.
Yes,
Leo.
With songs like Clare Island, where did you actually find your inspiration to write the song?
Well, we had gone to Clare Island to launch our second album, and we'd fallen in love with the place because it's just so remote and so beautiful, and it is ultimately romantic. And it was easy enough to, I mean, the first line really came from, I suppose, having a bit of crack with Anthony, because he had his girlfriend out at the album launch. So we kind of, that was where, to tell you the truth, that's where it started from. But it was easy enough to tune to the romantic side of the idea and just paint the pictures that are so simple. But as I said, people, who would not want to do it?
Yeah. Songs like Clare Island sound so beautiful, even live, they paint such beautiful pictures.
They would do, yes, they would do.
Last year you remade Downtown with Petula Clark. How did that feel to actually work with Petula?
Oh, it was amazing. We just did Downtown, a snippet of it, a couple of nights at gigs, and realised that it was one of those songs that really strong in the sense of consciousness. Everybody loved it. And it was really just an idea that we floated with her manager. Our producer, Phil Tennant, knew her manager and said, the lads are thinking about recording Downtown, would Petula be interested? And we really didn't believe that she would. But he came back and he said that she would. And so we had to meet up in a studio in London, and she arrived in, and we had learned on in one key and had even started recording it, and that key didn't suit her, so we had to kind of start all over again, and it was a great bit of chaos. She is some consummate star and a professional, and she still has the same energy she always had, and you just knew that anything she did was going to be good. She was, what a privilege to have been in her presence.
It would have been, because, again, as you said, it is such a big hit that everybody loves it. I mean, is there any other stars that you're looking to, that you would like to work with, that have had big hits or had big hits in the past that you think, oh, I'd quite like to work with them? Anybody on the cards?
I'm sure there are, but it's just, you have to say that I think that was a lightning struck once, and it would be so difficult to recreate how that worked out and how successful it was and how it had been such a pleasure and a privilege, as I said, to have worked with her. So, oh God, I'm sure there's loads. I mean, I'd love to do a duet with Bruce Springsteen, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, he is releasing his album early, I have been told, so we'll wait and see. We'll maybe wiggle a few strings.
Oh yeah, that lad is he's fast. He doesn't let grass grow under his feet. He seems to be releasing a new album every few months, these days.
Yes, as you say.
We did, myself and Anthony dropped off a CD of ours at his house in New Jersey last year, so. Oh. Hopefully he was very impressed. Well, we never heard back from him.
Oh well,
you never know. He might be writing to you right now.
Exactly. You never know that. Well, Leo, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. We wish you all the best with the tour, you and Anthony. Good luck, and as I say, you're welcome. Whoa, you're welcome back anytime. Can we just quickly get a soundbite from you? Would that be okay?
Absolutely. What would you like?
Could we get you to say that you're Leo Moran from the Saw Doctors, and you're listening to East Coast FM 107.6. Would that be okay?
107.6, okay.
Yeah. I'll give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
This is Leo Moran from the Saw Doctors, and you're listening to East Coast FM at 106.7.
107.6.
Oh, Jesus, I knew I was going to get that one.
It's all right, we'll start that's you again. It's okay.
107.6.
That's the one. 3, 2, 1. On you go. Excellent, Leo. You're a star. Thank you very much. Best of luck with you and Anthony for the tour, and we shall speak to you again soon. Okay.
thanks a million, lads.
No problem. No problem. Thank you, Leo. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
There we go. There we go. Leo from the Saw Doctors there on East Coast FM, your only FM community radio station throughout East Lothian. How good was that?
How
good
was brilliant.
That? That was brilliant.
Despite the weather in the background, I was like,
nah, it doesn't matter. See, you only have to live twice when you do things.